talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Do you go by Angelina? Do you have any nicknames?
I prefer Angelina, but you can call me Ange.
We can go Angelina.
Okay.
How's everything going?
It's good. We have an off day today, so that's amazing. Always slept in.
What's sleeping in
breakfast.
For you?
What'd you say?
What's sleeping in for you?
Oh, I slept until like 9:30 today.
Nice.
That's pretty good, right? Like
that is really good. It's so funny now that we're adults. It's like, what is sleeping in really?
I know. I always wake up at like 7 and then kind of like roll around, you know, but today was a good one.
What do you usually do on an off day? Do you just chill out or you do like, is there a specific thing you always go to do?
It kind of depends. Today I'm not doing anything, which is nice, but sometimes my roommate and I will just go to the beach, or like I'll get my errands done, but I like to just, I don't know, just take it easy and have it just be time away from soccer, you know, and just kind of do whatever I feel like. So I don't put too much pressure on it.
That's nice.
That's awesome. I know it must be so hard. I mean, for a lot of players that we interview, they always say how hard it is to take time off because it really is so hard. It's in your head, but it's so nice to hear that you have a good balance and that you're able to turn off, you know?
Yeah, I personally need like time away. So I definitely make sure to take it. But every now and then, or like, I guess when I just have one day off, like that anxiety kind of starts creeping in, like once the off day starts winding down and I realize I got to get back to work again. So yeah, I guess we're all the same, honestly.
How has it been there so far? How have you enjoyed playing at Angel City?
Oh my gosh, it's been great. It's been absolutely awesome. I'm from Northern California, so not too far from home, which is really nice. My parents can come down and watch my games, which has been great. I do miss the Bay Area a little bit, but it's not a bad place to be. And as far as soccer, I had a pretty kind of a shaky start at the beginning. I tore my hamstring like 4 days into preseason, which was just not ideal, but there were some silver linings to it. Like, I feel like I connected with the girls and the staff in a way that maybe I wouldn't have been able to on the field. Like, you know, it was kind of a different look at things, which was nice. And it also gave me like a lot of confidence when I came back, like, okay, I already overcame something, you know, pretty major. So that gave me some confidence. And then ever since then, it's been great. I really feel like being in this kind of environment is just so much different, like from college in one way, because this is like all I have to focus on now. And I've never had that until this point. And also just the level and the competition that I'm around every single day. Like I leave every training like, wow, I got better today. And it's such a cool feeling. So that's been awesome. And then obviously I had my debut and it went great. It was so exciting. So yeah, I have no complaints. Everything's been great.
you were comparing it a little bit to college, how it is like it's your focus, which is really nice, but it's probably challenging as well. What do you think of your role? Like, how has that changed from playing in college to playing now?
Yeah, it has changed a lot. In college, I was very much like a leader from my freshman year. And, you know, it's just a different way now coming in and being a rookie and stuff, but I'm still trying to figure out, okay, how can I be a leader from where I'm at now? And how can I figure, you know, use those qualities and characteristics in my position now? So it is a little different, but I kind of just have been like rolling with the punches and not putting too much pressure on like being the leader on this team, right? Like I'm a rookie. I know my role. I know my place. And I think my main like focus or like with my role has just been to really focus on like learning and growing and having a positive mindset with it instead of like putting pressure on other places where it shouldn't be, you know? So I think I've had a pretty good mindset with it all so far. And I feel like my role has been challenging, but also comfortable in some other ways that I'm not used to. So it's been cool to see the difference for sure.
I can tell that you're a positive person just by your answers, because it is amazing how you're like, yeah, this did happen to me, but there's been so many silver linings and like talking about the positives of things. But it just made me think, like, when you experienced that injury coming into Angel City, were you positive or did you go through, you know, feeling awful and negative and down on yourself? Because I know there's players listening who could probably relate to that too.
Yeah, I think the positivity and stuff like comes just from a place of joy and gratitude and just, this is exciting and positive stuff at the end of the day, but it doesn't take away from the fact that like every day there are, you know, those struggles and hardships, and I'm no different from anyone else. I definitely go through them. And yeah, the injury, it was just really like defeating at first because it was like 4 days in. So I had, you know, I had not settled in at all. I didn't feel that I had proven myself in the slightest. I didn't really have great connections with anyone. I felt like it was going to be a huge, huge, huge setback for me. And I was really disappointed. I tried to stay positive, you know, like before I was getting my results and stuff. And then once I saw the MRI, I knew that it was a bad one. And I just started crying. I was just frustrated. The only reason I can say now that it was overall like a positive experience is because I'm here and I'm able to look back on it. But in the moment, yeah, it's really tough. And I think even as a goalkeeper, like you go through a lot of really tough confidence challenging moments, like on the daily. So, I mean, the positive mindset thing has taken a lot of work for sure. But being
Definitely
able
to practice.
Yeah. Yes. It takes practice and being able to have like a good, I guess, ability to look back and then see where you've come now and kind of like give yourself some grace on that and pat yourself on the back. That's helped me a lot.
Did you find that, was there a specific resource that you found helpful or even speaking to someone to get through, you know, the hard times, or was there anything you can think of that really helped you during that time?
Yeah. I mean, I guess throughout my whole life, like I've always been really open about, not my whole life, it took some time, but I've learned to be open about how I'm feeling. And I've had my fair share of mental health struggles, and I've always sought out therapy and absolutely had, it's changed my life. And I'm the kind of person, I'm sure you guys have a friend who's always like, everybody should have a therapist. That's me. And that's really helped me a lot. And then more on like the soccer side of things, I actually just recently started talking to a sports psychologist, which I haven't done before. And it's interesting because I'm not necessarily going through a super hard, challenging time right now, but I just kind of felt like it would be something that could help, you know, my game in those small, challenging moments. This could be a good tool for me. So it's like, even if you're not necessarily going through something extremely difficult or like that everybody would think is a really hard thing for you to deal with, like getting help and talking to someone, it's great. There's no downside to it. And I'm experiencing it now, and it's really exciting for me.
I feel like getting ahead of that and making sure that those little things, like if you can change your mindset right away, because if not, it builds up and those.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's to be.
Do you find in the professional league now that it's, everyone's pretty open about getting help and seeing a therapist, or do you think it's still more of a taboo thing? Because I know in college it was for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still feel like kind of all around the board, it's still a little bit taboo. And I don't know if it's taboo or people are just not fully comfortable with it. Like, I think it would be met with acceptance if people did, but I think a lot of people are still just uncomfortable with it. Mm-hmm. But in sport, and like, especially on my team, I feel like I've always tried to you know, be a person or a leader that cultivates an environment that like we can be vulnerable and like it doesn't take away from the fact that we're intense and that we train hard and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, we're people and we can talk to each other like people. So, and I feel like that's happening on Angel City a lot too. Like, I feel like I've had so much great support, just from my teammates, even like the little things on the daily. Like if I feel like I've just had a terrible training or something and I'm feeling down, like there's always someone that's like, hey, you good? And I'm like, oh, man, just one of those days. And they're like, I get it. And even that, those little tiny things, like that feels like the narrative's kind of shifting into becoming more accepting, I guess, which is good.
Yeah. And I like how, when you brought up earlier, how your role as a leader has changed, you just being open to telling people that you are speaking to someone and being open about talking about your feelings, you're leading by example in that way. So it's kind of cool. Like, although your role has changed in how you're leading, you still probably are teaching your teammates a lot. So that's,
yeah, that's cool.
What about your fellow goalkeepers? What have you learned from DD and Brittany?
Oh my gosh, my fellow goalkeepers are so amazing. It's been so great. You know, like the goalkeeper union is an interesting dynamic because it's just, you know, it's me, DD, Britt, and Dan. It's us four on the daily. There's nowhere to hide. Like, so it's really interesting. And I think as a group, you definitely go through like ups and downs and challenges. And when one person's off, sometimes the whole group can be off. So you really get connected in like a different way, I feel like, than anyone else on the team. And we have had like our ups and downs throughout the season so far. And I just feel like it's been so, I guess, eye-opening to like, for me, how to manage those relationships and those dynamics. And ultimately it's been super positive. I have a great relationship with DD and Britt and Dan, which I feel like is everyone's dream, you know? But yeah, it's been good. I think like day in and day out at training, being able to have them go in front of me, like, I don't know what more I could ask for. Like, it's literally Dan will give me a coaching point or something, and then DD will go through the cones and I see exactly what I'm supposed to do. And I'm like, all right, there it is. And I try to emulate that, like having those role models, but also being able to challenge each other. Like, it's such a great dynamic. And I feel like we have a really good grasp on how to deal with it. So I love our goalkeeper group.
I feel like that's such a game changer for a team when you guys play totally a unit like that, and you do get along, because that could really change the chemistry of you guys, of the team and everything, like the dynamic. So that's so important.
100%. Yeah.
What advice do you have for keepers who maybe don't get along with their fellow keepers?
I mean, I've had my fair share of that too, you know, those experiences. And I think for me, it's always important, like if you are being your best version of yourself and you're being a good person and you can be confident in that, then that should be, you know, your standard of how you treat other people. And if that's what you're doing, then if they're gonna be a negative Nancy or whatever, like you got to focus on yourself at that point. It's not, I'm very much like, I like to have positive relationships with everyone I'm around. I like to be friends with everyone. But if I know in my heart of hearts that I'm confident in how I'm treating everybody else and I'm not being met with that same kind of respect, like respectfully, I focus on myself. And I think in a goalkeeper group, it's hard to find a dynamic of like, how do I support my goalkeepers that are next to me going right after me, but also focus on being the best version of myself. And I think that's always helped for me, like checking in with, okay, how am I doing? Like treating those around me, and am I being a good person, and am I being a good teammate? And if that's checked off and something's still not happening, then maybe it's time to just really focus on yourself, you know?
I love that advice. It's true. You can only control what you can control and how you act.
Totally.
How you treat others.
So if someone doesn't like you when you're doing your best and
you're doing all that, then
right. Like,
totally. Yeah. We were reading about you playing in college, and I think in the beginning, early on, you were, because you're tall. How tall are you?
6 foot.
Yeah. So, and I think your coach was saying, like, in the beginning, you didn't use your size and your feet to your advantage. And that was something that you were going to leave school as like a strength of yours. So how do you feel like, I'm sure you still use your size and feet, obviously, but what was that like, that process of that becoming one of your strengths rather than a weakness of yours?
Yeah, I think that was specifically about going up and collecting crosses, actually, and like knowing I have a, you know, a really big frame, I probably have a really big range, but when I came in college as a freshman, I didn't utilize it at all. And it was like a 4-year process of how to, you know, how to be confident in that. And I think with crosses specifically, it was a lot of repetition, but then it's also like, you have to have a coach that cultivates your strengths, I feel like. And I really feel like I've found that here with Dan. A lot of times my whole life, being tall was an asset in some regards to coaches, but then it was also like my downfall in some regards to coaches. And I've always been told, you got to get lower or this or that. And Dan's kind of flipped the script and been like, keep your height, like keep your shoulders up and stuff. And so it's just been interesting, like a difference, I guess, in coaching, but also how it's helped me feel more comfortable with my frame and my body and goal, and also like utilizing one of my biggest assets. So that's been interesting. But it is a journey, I feel like, especially as a tall person, like just learning your body and like being comfortable in how it operates in goal, I guess. So it doesn't happen overnight. And I feel like once you master something, or you feel like you've gotten so much better at something, there's always another thing. So it's always a journey with that. But I do feel like I'm way more comfortable as a tall goalkeeper now more than I ever have been.
That's awesome. And I'm sure it's so soccer, the game of soccer is just different from college to the pros. So I'm sure your coach is like, actually, let's switch it up. And that's why good coaching matters so much. But it just made me like, I want to know, did Dan say, okay, when you came to the pros, this is something you really need to work on? Like, was there a weakness that he saw that he was like, this is what we're going to work on the team right now? Like,
yeah,
that comes to mind.
There's a few that come to mind. There's quite a few that come to mind. I think like just coming in, Dan saw some things that coaches hadn't necessarily pointed out to me in the past, that really, like, you know, I really needed to improve on those to elevate my game to the level that I'm at now. A lot of those things were like kind of the foundational things that you don't really think about, footwork stuff, just form stuff when catching the ball, or how you leave the ball in the air and not snatch it down, like little things like that. We really focused on. And then also being a tall goalkeeper the majority of my life, I never really had to be super explosive because I just kind of relied on my height. And so that's been something that we've been really working on this season too, like with my strength coach and with everyone, just how do I get that explosiveness? And I've seen like such massive improvements. It's so cool because I'm like, wow, I could have never made that save before, you know, before now I'm an explosive goalkeeper, I guess, but like I would have never been able to make that save. And so like those moments, you feel really proud of yourself, you know, of like, and you see that good coaching and like being able to see those little details, it really does matter and it really helps going forward. So I'd say, yeah, the footwork and just some like basic things that Dan thought might fit my style better. And then the explosion has been a huge part too.
It's amazing how even pros like are always working on their game. And for the players listening, like even when you make it to that, you know, level of play, there's always things to work on and get better. And
it actually goes up like tenfold of having to improve every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. So what are your hopes for the rest of the season?
Well, I came in initially with, you know, my first goal, I guess, was just like learn as much as you can and just try to be as present and like get better as a goalkeeper. And then as you know, as the season went along, a few months in, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to change my goal. Like, I really want to play in a game my rookie year. And so I checked that off, which was cool. And now I think I'm just like focused on continuing that trend upwards. Like, I don't know exactly where things are going to lead for the rest of the season. You know, it's coming to a close like quickly. And it's crazy how time flies. But so I think for me, it's like, I don't necessarily know if I have any more like concrete goals. Obviously, everybody wants to play every day, but you also have to be realistic in like where you're at and what you have accomplished and what else is the season going to bring and stuff. So for me, I think my next goal with this season is just continue on that upward trend, stay healthy, and finish this season off on like a really positive note. And of course, be ready if an opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you're, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you're not the type of player that like harps on these insane goals all the time and is always like hyper-focused on that. It sounds like you're realistic and you believe in yourself and you're taking things like one step at a time, which is really, really nice
yeah. to hear. I've never been super, I mean, I think we're all like goal oriented, but it's definitely for me been more about like the small daily things, I guess. It's always been hard for me to set like a long-term goal. And everyone's always been like, you need to set goals. And I'm like, I don't know. It's not working for me right now. So
you're like, yeah, I just like, want to get to tomorrow. Set. Like, can we just.
Right. Let's cross that bridge when we have to.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good reminder to everyone listening and to even us. I wish I thought of this as a player, but you just really do have to take it one step at a time and like celebrate the little things that you're doing and you're achieving all the time instead of waiting for like 2 years to pass for you to achieve a certain thing. It's like really celebrate yourself in the moment and it sounds like it's really working for you. So that's awesome. So to wrap up the podcast, we usually do a rapid question or rapid fire. Okay. You can take it slow.
Okay.
What sport do you wish that you were good at?
Golf or softball or tennis. Okay. And the reason that's all wrapped up in one, because I'm not going to say I'm really bad. I need improvement on sports that require like an instrument, like a bat or a club or a racket. So I'm going to say I wish I was better at those three specifically.
That's true. Soccer does not involve that.
Yeah, like I could hit the golf ball with my foot, but.
Yeah. what's a world record you have a shot at beating?
This is so random. Untangling a necklace.
Wow. That's
quickly
so
and well. Too. I love it. It's like so fun for me.
Do you use, like earrings or do you use anything besides your fingers or you?
No. No, it's just I just get locked in.
Wow, so many. I wish I could mail you all the necklaces. I'm like,
oh my god.
Wow, that shows you have patience as well.
Yes.
I gotta see it through, you know. When I get started, I gotta see it through.
What is your spirit animal?
I'm just gonna go with a wolf. Because I love that. That sounds so cheesy, like I'm a wolf, but I've always loved them ever since I was a kid. And I feel like sometimes you feel like a lone wolf or like, you know, you're the leader of the pack and maybe that's me.
Love that.
All right. What's one thing you can't travel to an away game without, but it can't be headphones?
Like, I really just need myself, my cleats, my gloves, and my headphones, but one other thing I can't go like anywhere without. So I guess in a way game would be like, I definitely need it is chapstick. Like I gotta have chapstick on all the time.
What kind of chapstick?
I'm not super picky, honestly, but like, I just can't have the feeling of dry lips. Like,
yeah. I just feel like so many chapsticks make my lips more dry. Like
I think they do that.
Like, and then you like have to keep reapplying. Yeah.
Like I'm a classic chapsticker. Like chapstick
is great.
You guys, and they created the chapsticks to be round so that they roll off tables and you lose them so that you have to buy more. I read that in a book. I forget what book it was.
That is not okay.
No.
It's frustrating.
So maybe you should
but
buy
also
the ones
people
that
are really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but not okay.
They'll do anything
like that's around,
for money.
About
the best feeling ever, we were just talking about this in the locker room, is like finishing.
I was just thinking, have you ever finished one? I don't know.
I finished like a few.
Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive.
But it's the best feeling ever.
And the worst feeling is when it goes through the laundry and you're like,
oh yeah. And it's just, it's melted and it's gone.
Yep.
If you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Oh, it would be a sourdough roll, good quality sourdough roll. Like it's got to have a little tear to it, mm-hmm. but also a little crunch. And there would be like kind of all the fixins, like mustard, sprouts, pepperoncinis, tomato, lettuce, onion. And then the meat would be turkey and roast beef.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my like go-to. That's my favorite. It always hits for me, but no mayo.
Ugh, get out of here, mayo.
Get out of here, mayo.
That's so crazy. I feel like I'm the same sandwich. I wouldn't have said roast beef, but now I will.
I like to double it up. It's good. You should try it.
Okay. And lastly, what is your biggest soccer girl problem?
As a goalkeeper, smelly hands.
Mm-hmm.
Smelly hands out of
it
the gloves.
It really smells so bad. Like,
no,
why
smells
so bad?
I'm like embarrassed. Also, being a goalkeeper is just not, it's not like a flattering position in general. And the other thing, along with the like goalkeeper smells, is just smelling like wet grass,
mm-hmm.
like all the time. So, yeah, I'd say the lovely goalkeeper smells, but definitely the gloves. Another goalkeeper and I in college were going to come up with like a glove cleaning thing that was like a UV light in the glove, mm-hmm. to see if it took away the bacteria. We never ran any clinical studies, but
still in there. It would work though.
Yeah.
Anything would help. Anything.
I know, anything.
I love it. Well, Angelina, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to get to know you. I can't wait to make a sandwich later today based off of your sandwich, but we really appreciate it. We're so excited to continue to watch your career. You got a long one ahead of you, and hopefully we get to see you play in person soon.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming on. Good luck with the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.